So far, what have we discussed? We've discussed about my methodology of speaking, my identity, and so on. But basically, we've talked about how I define my integrity. And everybody defines their integrity in a similar way. And the point of each person's life is to maintain their expression of their integrity. Now, when you think about what's been going on previously, the self was demanded to be subordinate to the group. And even though groups may proclaim that they have the interests of the members of the group in their minds, that was not always so. Modern governments are the perfect proof of that. Really, what happens in a group is those who are stronger dominate those who are weaker. So a group becomes dominated by the strongest, and that their will becomes the factor which causes everything to take place. In other words, that even though it's a group, it's dominated by the will of other individuals. Some decide they know what's best for you, or some are the perfect representatives of someone who knows what's best for you, or someone pretends to know what's best for you, but actually does things which are best for them, and so on. We've all experienced it. How being part of a group doesn't feel good, doesn't actually give us something substantial. Yet it might. It might give us friendship, maybe not with the leaders, but at least with others like you. It gives us association. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's exciting. You can work together and accomplish some project. You know, like when a sports team gets together and does something and everybody's cheering, it's like an energy of enthusiasm and excitement. So groups have benefit. That's why we like to make groups, because we are social beings who feel comfortable in groups. The problem is not a group. That's not the problem. The problem is lying with the definition of what makes a group a group. If you remember in the beginning, I spoke about a group having very defined parameters that makes it a group. You are a member of a group if you believe or do or are this. That's the problem. Now, someone may say, but how can that be a problem? That's the one and only definition of a group. I say, that's the problem. Your conviction that this is the only definition of a group. I think that part of the transformation that's taking place now, the change on the very, very root level, the very fundamental level that is taking place now, is related to a shift, a transformation of the energy of a group. I say this shift is the same principle which opens the key to all mystical experiences. Okay, now I'm going to explain it. I hope that a group is made of individuals. Even if you have a name and a badge, interactions are between people. Indeed, this is the source of all conflict in groups. I want this, you want that, we fight. And maybe we get together and vote I win, you lose. This is the problem. Everybody knows win-win is good. But how do you do win-win when you're in a group and you want black, they want white, and the rule of the group is you can only have one? When the group is based on the demand, there only be one choice. It's either black or white. The group must be characterized by conflict, dissatisfaction, frustration, changing of membership. It could be the black and white could be money, it could be loyalty, it could be work, it could be sacrifice, it could be appearances, whatever. Something that's expected, something that's not. Yet, everyone has the ideal, especially in religions, or even ideal communities, speaking in terms of governments. Everyone has the ideal, and politicians use this as the way in which they campaign to say that I, as the leader, will ensure that the goal of this group is to serve the needs of the individuals so that every individual is happy and the group is therefore happy in its interactions. This is the ideal. It doesn't exist. Who knows when and if it ever did exist? It's a myth. It's a fantasy. It's utopia. According to the rules, according to the structures that have been set up, which regulate group dynamics, this idea is a myth. Yet everybody feels it. I want to be in a religion. I want to be in spirituality where we all get together with love and respect, and we are all feeling the spiritual connections. We have a divine society. Everybody feels it. That's their goal. Nowadays, most people feel that only happens when you die. It can't happen here. It has to happen there, wherever there is. So when you die, you go there and you fulfill your goal. You find that place where the self and the group are one. I say this is the mistake. This religious ideal, or this ideal that you got to go somewhere after death to find it because you're not going to find it in this world of pain. Now, let's give a new definition. It's not new. It's just a expression of what is actually there based on the essence and integrity of self. Let's take this integrity that everybody feels, and where everybody feels pain when their integrity is harmed, when their self is harmed or distorted or exploited or twisted. Everyone feels it. Let's take this feeling where everyone feels that the ideal is the harmony between self and group, even in a family. And let's, from that feeling that every individual has, let's assume that it's the truth. Let's assume that this integrity of self is the truth, and that the problem is how we have inherited the translation of self into the structures that have dominated group. Let's assume all these inherited definitions, all these inherited structures are flawed. Let's go back to the very beginning, ourselves, And let's look from the self, the essence of energy that we are, and understand how we express, how we wish to be accepted, and how the connection takes place. This is step one. So let's do that. When I said how I deal with others, is I do not accept anything else. I've said I accept the integrity of being. I will not accept it in other ways. And my interactions will be devoted towards helping you see how this is for your best interest when I insist you act as what you are, not what you are expected to be. Now, it's going to be impossible for me to actually go on unless I seriously backtrack into interdimensionality. Because the entire key to accomplishing this is there. And I hope that I can do this, because making this bridge is the entire key to everything. I don't know if I'm capable. I'm going to try. I cannot create a group. A group becomes. A group forms. I can't explain this too much, because if I do that, it'll be detrimental to the formulation of group. It will be not very advantageous to an individual's development. So I'm going to talk in hints, as I have been talking throughout the years, setting up a mood, dropping a hint, a concept that hints at something, that should act as a catalyst in the present state of consciousness of the listeners. Which means you have, all of you, as this group of listeners, a state of consciousness that I am completely linked to and flowing with. You're flowing through me, I'm flowing through you. Our energies are creating this group. And my role is to place hints of concept to inspire growth, to inspire evolution according to what you are from where you are. For me, I said from where you are according to what you are. What? Did you miss that? So for me, what's most important is that you move from where you are to your next step, to your next place. So for me to give like this entire structure in an entirely perfectly made package is against your self-interest. For me to say this is a membership-only group and here are the rules and regulations to get into it or whatever is against your interest. This group is. And the only qualification to be part of it is to enter it. No other qualification required. If you're in, you're in. If you're not in, you're not. That may sound either obvious or insane according to your particular perspective, but it's actually an incredibly deep point. It's a group that you enter when you enter it. No other requirement. It's not like if you enter the group and I see you there, I mean a real group, and I see you there, I go, uh-oh, what are you doing here? It's, hi, how are you? Welcome, nice to see you. Actually, nice to feel you. Now, how does this relate with the dimensions? Again, I'm not giving you step by step how you enter. I'm giving you how you figure it out. For me, to help you figure it out is far more important than giving you steps. If I'm doing anything, I'm just giving you tools. I've always said it. So that you figure it out. If there's a group where you can find that which you want, and the only way to get there is to enter it. And if I care about you, then my only task is to give you the tools so you find your way there, so you can enter it. How does this relate with interdimensionality? Well, it's the key. How to explain this? Oh, my Lord. Well, here we go. It's my experience, that every single person has an open access to a specific dimension that is beyond this realm. Even, you know, some esoteric books, even Michael Newton and others, they speak about how the spirit is divided, that not all of our energy, all of our essence is here in this realm, in this body, at this moment. Part of it resides beyond, in another dimension, so that we always can go back to it between lives, that we are drawn instantly to it between lives. And when we arrive in that spot, we are not only comfortable, but we are fully integrated with that realm, because we were always there and here. Now, whether you believe that or not, I don't care. But I see, my experience, every individual has interdimensional connection as their essence, as the foundation of their being. Even in Vedic literature, they speak about Sushupti, or deep unconscious sleep, Sushupti with a P, as this place where the Atma enters into Brahman for deep replenishment of energy, for connection with the energy of Brahman, to give enough strength to deal with this drain of this world. And those people who do not get that kind of sleep cannot live. They become disturbed. It's essential. So it's my experience that everybody has an open connection. They may know about it, they may not. But everybody has that connection. So when we are coming together, because I respect and maintain my integrity, and because I expect and assume that in the other party, I reach to connect to that connection they have with the other dimension they connect to. I really hope you caught that point. If you add two people, no, more, then you have three people in a group. Okay? Each of these people have their connection to that dimension. Each of those connections are different. They go to a different dimensional place, usually. Maybe they don't. There are also friends I have, very few, where we all end up in the same place. So when we walk around and talk and have fun, we are gone. We just fly off into that place and we are all just smiling and floating, and that's super cool. It doesn't happen all the time with everybody, just a very, very few, but it's really super cool. Now, let's say you have three. So each, whoever they are, have these interdimensional connections. If they are aware, they have many of them, many connections interdimensionally. And there's a huge difference between interdimensional and multidimensional. Multidimensional is a very linear term. It's like you have one dimension of a point or whatever, you have two dimensions of a line, you have three dimensions of height, you add another dimension. Fourth, you make a time or whatever. These are multi-dimensions where dimensions build on themselves. Because even within four-dimensional space, time, you have lines. You have points. So we call it multi-dimension because multiple dimensions exist within this realm. Interdimensional, very different. This means you are moving outside of these realms, making connections to realms which are not normally understood. Once you have made all these connections, it is multidimensional. You don't think of it as moving in between dimensions, interdimensional. You think of it as reality. So you live in multi-dimensions, but more than other people do. But that's not even really true because everybody has that. So you are aware of more than other people are. And the more you have, the more your multiple dimensional space expands, the more it accommodates others. Now, why do we use the word interdimensional then? Because to attain this, you have to move through and get contact with. That is interdimensional. Until you have integrated it, it's interdimensional. Once you integrate it, it's multidimensional. Obviously, that group where we all want to be is a multidimensional group which accommodates everyone. When we want to get, or what everybody wants to get, is a multidimensional grouping where everyone is accommodated. But that can't be done, that cannot be done, until you make the interdimensional connections with an individual. Okay, here's the the best of it all. That you are my key to interdimensional connection. I am your key to interdimensional connection. I find your connection and move through it. I am now in your dimensional space too. Other dimension, your extra dimension. Then I accommodate it in my space. It is now integrated. I have expanded so much. When there's three, each may do that with the other. And so that you have a triangle of connection. Four, it becomes more complicated because then you have many more connections possible. You start creating these geometric forms. Five, where all the points are connected. Six, where all the points are connected. Do you see where I'm going? This is how the matrix is created. This is the matrix. All are connected. As we reach through each to their dimensional space that is unique And as we do that with each, it expands reality and expands consciousness and expands awareness that we become greater and greater multidimensional accommodators of all beings, humans, plants, animals, all beings, devas, divines, everyone, everywhere. If you can do that, and it is not hard, it's not a work, it's a perception. You create a group by simply maintaining your integrity, embracing it, and giving the other person the same respect you give yourself. It's not possible to do it unless you do it for yourself first. In other words, the definition of the group is self-oriented, self-situated, and the connection is made through the same respect to the other self. Then and only then can the group manifest. Not because you agree on anything, not because you proclaim similar things, not because you pay something, not because you work something, etc., or believe something, but only because it is. That is a group. Everything else is a business. A group is diametrically opposed to a business. Even if a religion calls itself super spiritual, it's still a business unless it's really a group. Therefore, I don't like elitism. I don't like membership. I don't like definitions. Because a group is, or a group becomes, by our accommodating it, our accepting it, to whatever capacities we have, to whatever capacities grow. But you're my key. You are my key. I will connect to and through to your dimensional space where you are of essence. And I grow. I am your key. You do the same thing. The devas are our key. Symbiotic relationships. We connect together. We feel together. We grow together. There's no higher and lower. There's no elite and the favored ones, the blessed ones, and those who are not. It is the self that holds together what is. And therefore, there is only one of us. One of us. In that vast matrix of what is. I don't know if I was able to express what I feel, if I was able to take that experience that I am and express it to you energetically through the vehicle of words sufficiently to make the breakthrough.